culture of accountability is a central dimension of leadership. Third, as Trustee Edward McMillan has so aptly articulated, leaders must accept responsibility for what happens on their watch, even if they may not have been personally directed or approved of it. No one can read the investigative report, including the appendices, without being shocked by a widespread pattern of inappropriate, secretive, and deceptive behavior. The content of some of the secret communications is unbelievably mean-spirited and nasty. I am sure that readers to whom these individuals are just names would wonder, who are these people? This pattern of sleazy conduct now on open display is as damaging to the university as the production of the infamous emails themselves. In closing, I want to reiterate our central concern with this scandal. This pattern of behavior, including but not limited to the production of the anonymous emails themselves, is the most serious assault on the principles and processes of shared governance that has ever occurred in the history of this great university. But beyond this, we speak to our concerns as educators, conscious of our role as models and exemplars to our students in how to conduct ourselves and how to conduct themselves. Our behavior as professors or as administrators is always on display to them. And when we fail to uphold ourselves to the highest standards of behavior, we fail as educators as well. Thank you.
At this time, we'll deal with any old business and new business. Is there any old business from the trustees? Nothing, any new business? We go on to the dates for the upcoming meetings. It'll be March 15th in Urbana, Thursday, May 31st in Chicago, Wednesday and Thursday, July 18th and 19th, and for a board retreat, I'm not sure that we've chosen the location of that as yet. And at this time, I think we've come to the end of this meeting, and we'll need a motion to adjourn in a second, and then we're going to go right back into the Walcott Wood meeting. Is that okay? So I think we'll all stay here. So is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, any opposed? Okay, thank you. So now we'd like to call a meeting to order of the trustees of as the sole member of Walcott, Wood, and Taylor. I'd like to ask Michelle Thompson to read the roll.
Ms. Ehrenberg?
Here.
Mr. Estrada?
Here.
Mrs. Sarah? Ms. Holmes?
Here.
Mr. Kennedy?
Here.
Dr. Kortz?
Here.
Mr. McMillan?
Here.
Mr. Montgomery?
Here.
Mr. Oliver?
Here.
Governor Flynn. Ms. Strobel?
Here.
Mr. Thomas?
Here.
Mr. Tienkin?
Here.
Can you read the title of the item that we need to vote on?
This is just for the purpose of approving the final item that is titled "Approved Minutes of the Meeting of Walcott Wood and Taylor Incorporated, December 2, 2011."
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It carries. Could we have one more motion to end this meeting?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Well done, everybody. Thank you. For